Gemara in Daf Chafeh and Aleph says that both a malve and a love beribis are psulim le'edus. What happens if the love testifies about the malve? The love says that the malve lent him money beribis. What's the din? So Rava comments on the Gemara in Daf Chafeh that even there the love has the ability to passel the malve le'edus. Aye, but the love is a rasha. If he says that he was love beribis, he's a rasha. How can he passel the malve? How can we take his accept his testimony? The Rava says that Adam Karvesh Latzma Vein Adam Mesa Matza Rasha, that we don't accept the testimony about himself that he's a Rasha, but we do accept the testimony that the other guy was Malve Beribis. So there are two assumptions in Rava's halacha. One is that Ein Adam Mesa Matza Rasha, since he's Karvesh Latzma, and the second is that Palgina Dibur, that we split his testimony. It's not that we say that if Ein Adam Mesa Matza Rasha, then we can't accept whatever he says, anything that he says. No, we accept part of his testimony. The part of his testimony, the Ploni Hilva Beribis, Ploni, with the individual was Malva Beribis, that we do accept. But the fact that he said Ploni Hilva Ni Beribis, that it was to me, that we don't accept.
Amitai? When is the Love Chayav in the case of Ribis? He takes, accepts the loan, or when he pays back the loan?
Even when he accepts the loan. As long as the pasuk says, Lo Sesimun Olav Nesha, that you're not allowed a place on him, Nesha. So even the sima itself, even lending him beribis, is also usr, and the lova is included within that issim. So Rava says that ein adam eisim atzer rasha, and with palgin and dibura, we only accept part of his testimony. We don't say that edesh about the mikdash about lakumo. So we pointed out last time that Rav Yosef on Daf Tesam and Beis could argue with Rava's first assumption. Rava says that ein adam eisim atzer rasha. If Yosef could hold it out, the Mesimats on Russia, that's what he seems to say. Then, by Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, Russia, who Batar Amra Toshes Russia, Abe, Rav Yosef says that we don't accept any of his testimony. Rava says, no, we accept his testimony that Ploni Rava, but not that it was Lertzoni, not that I was the Nirva, and the Mesimats on Russia, and Palgina Dibura. How can Rava say Palgina Dibura? We know we have a principle that Eda Shabbat Lamitzas Abad Lakula. If a person's testimony, if his statement is composed of two elements and part of it is Gotel, then we throw the whole thing out. So this episode over here, Rava says Palgina Dibura. Here we split. Sometimes we say Eda Shabbat Lamitzas Abad Lakula. So we explain in two different ways. That either the only time we say Palgina Dibura is if the two statements of the individual are independent of each other. They're not totally Zebazeh. So we can accept one and we can throw out the other. But if they'd be dependent on each other, Lamashal, if the Adam testified that the person was gone, if any was Tavach HaMachar also, so Imein Geneva in Tvicha Mechira, so if we throw out the Geneva, we can't have the Adas of Tvicha Mechira because it's based on, it's dependent on the Adas of Geneva. So there we'll say Adas Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. But here, the fact that Reuven was Malva Beribis is unrelated to the fact that the Love was the object of that ribbis. It's two different statements. They're unrelated to each other. So we can say Palgina Diburi. That's one option. The Ravid in Makkas had this other option. Actually, it's the Rosh in Makkas who quotes the Ravid in the Tshuva. The Ravid says that we say Palgina Dibura only where part of the statement is not Edus. That if he's a Baldovar, if he's talking about himself, so that's not Nitfas B'Shem Edus. So we only accept the Edus. So if part of the statement is Eidus and the other part is not Eidus, we accept the Eidus. We don't accept the part of the statement that's not Eidus. It's simple. Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula, the pshat is that both parts of the statement are Eidus, but part of it is Batel. So part of it is Batel, it's an Eidus Psula, then we knock out the rest of the Eidus. But in a case where part of the statement is not Eidus Bechla, because he's a Baldover about that part, he's talking about himself, so then we don't listen to that. I mean, we do listen physically, but halachically, we're not Makabel that part of the statement, because it's not Eidus. So Palgina Dibur doesn't mean we split his Dibur in half and we only accept part of the Dibur. No, we only hear part of the Dibur because only part of it is Eidus, so only that part is Miskabel in Bez. Rishonim, on the Daf, on Daf Chafhei, have an interesting machlokas in a case, in an offshoot of the basic case of the Gemara. The basic Gemara in Daf Chafhei is talking about someone comes to Bezn and says, Ploni Hilvani Beribis. Reuven lent me money beribis. So Rava says, Palgina Dibura, Ein Adam Eisim Atzer Rasha, he's never to pasul the Malva Le'edus, but he himself is not pasul Le'edus. What's the din if this individual is testifying, says that Ploni Hilvani, he lent me beribis, and I paid him back also? Does that change the equation? Does that change the case? Would he now not be never to pasul the Malva Le'edus, or not? So So the Mordechai says in such a case he's no longer Nema. Mordechai at the end of the Masechta, some Tofresh Sadi Gimel, says Barbi Nidus Asida Betray Piresh Rabbeinu Avi HaEzri Kigot She'ein Me'idim Klal Al Haribis Ela Ozef Beribisa Velo Shokal Mibi. The cases where the Lova is testifying Ozef Beribisa, he was Malve Osi Beribis, but he didn't say Shokal Ribisa Mimani. He doesn't say that he paid back the money, he paid back the ribis. Tahashka lav nogeba edus uklal. He's not a nogeba edus. The edus doesn't interest him, it doesn't affect him. So therefore he's going to be nema. The only problem is that ain't other mesa matzarasha. So to that, Rava says that other karabets alatzov ain't other mesa matzarasha. But comes the Mordechai and says, it would appear, appeals from the Mordechai, that if the lover were to say that Ploni Hilvani Beribis Uparatilo and I paid him back the ribis, then he's taka nogeb edus, then the edus affects him. Why does the edus affect him? Because he can get back his money. He has to pay back the money that he was lover. That's not his money. The borrowed money doesn't belong to him. But the ribis does belong to him. The mava's not allowed to take it, and there's a chi of hachzar. He has to give it back to the lover. So if he would have said Ploni Hilvani Beribis Uparatilo and I paid him the money, I paid him the ribis, Dr. Mordechai, then he's going to be Nogeba Eidos, and if he's Nogeba Eidos, we don't say Pagina Dibur. We're not going to say Pagina Dibur. His testimony is not going to be accepted then. That's the Mordechai. If he's Nogeba Eidos, that changes everything. If he's not Nogeba Eidos, then we say Pagina Dibur, and he's never to pass the Mav. If he is Nogeba Eidos, then we don't say Pagina Dibur, and then we throw out the whole Eidos, the Mav is not possible Le Eidos. That's the Mordechai. So comes the Rivosh, quoted by the Shach, and says, I don't understand what the Mordechai is talking about. Why should Nogeba Eidus change the whole equation over here? This is the Shach I asked you to see. If you have packet 7, you could open it up with me. To the Shach. Page 1. Ra'isi borivash isig ala Mordechai. Lefisha yarav muvuk posik mufursim v'lo yoshru dvora ba'inai bazeh. The Shach says, look, the Rivash was a big Talmud Chacham, but I disagree with what he's saying. So I have to be Maris. He quotes the Rivash verbatim. The Rivash argues with the Mordechai. What does the Rivash say? The Rivash says, why should Nogeba Eidus change anything? He's a Baldover. He's testifying about himself. So he testifies, Ploni Hilvani Beribis. Okay, that's testifying about himself. So if you say Balginan Dibura there, why should it matter if he's Nogeba Eidus or not? Why should it matter whether he also said, and I paid him back the Ribis? So what? All of that Eidus is about himself. So if he's a Baldover, now he's a Baldover about the Eidus that he borrowed the Ribis. And the Lashon of the Rivash sounds like he's a Baldover about the Eidus that I pay back the Ribis too. Right? What's the difference between the two? So if I say Palgin and Dibura whenever he's a Baldover and part of the statement, so even if he's no Gaba Eidus, I should still say Palgin and Dibura. Because he's Dacha Baldover in that statement. What, the statement that he makes that I paid back the Ribis, so now, what are you going to tell me? That he's Nogeba Eidus, he wants to get the money back? Okay, great. So it affects him. So he's a Baldover regarding that. So that's not Eidus. If it's not Eidus, I should ignore it. The only part of his statement that is not relating to him is the fact that the other individual was Mava Beribis. So that's the only statement that's the only part of the statement that I can accept. Because on that part of the statement, he's not a Baldover. But on every other part of the statement, he is a Baldover. So just throw it out. It's a zero. Why should Nogeba Eidus change the equation? Asked the Rivash. He's a Baldover on all of that statement, so we just look at that as a big zero. That's the Rivash's problem with the Mordechai. But comes the Shach and says, I don't get the Rivash. I think the Mordechai is right. Ain't the Rav Nachonim? Skipping down a little bit to the second bracket. Then he the Balgina Dibure, Hainu im Einanu Chosh de Mosol Nogeya. If we're not Chosh, that he's a Nogeba Eidus, and he's testifying because it's Nogeya to him, because it affects him. I understand that Palgina Dibura tells me that if he's a Baldover regarding part of his statement, then we ignore that part of the statement. That's not called Eidus. And we only accept the part of the statement that is called Eidus. Meaning they're both working with the Ravid's approach in Palgina Dibura, it sounds like. Right? The Ravid says, when do we say Palgina Dibura? That's if a person has a statement that's composed of more than one element, but only part of it is called Eidus, because the other part is a Baldover. He's talking about himself. So says the Shach, that's true. We'll say Palgina Dibura. If he's talking about himself a part of the Eidus, so then I understand. That's not, it's Ke'ilu lo he'id klal. He can't be, he's not made about himself, because he's a Baldava. So therefore, Palgina Dibura, we only accept the part that's Eidus. But frek the Shach, aval hecha she'esh locha she'nogeya, chashina dima bishvil atzmo me'yakein. But if he's nogeya be'eidus in part of his statement, so how can we accept anything he's saying? Why shouldn't I be choshet that maybe he's meshakein? He has an interest in the statement. Maybe he's testifying. Maybe he's lying because he wants to get money back. He's not going to get the halva back because the malva deserves that money. But if he says, I paid the malva, I paid this individual ribis, so then we're going to force the malva to pay you money. So maybe he's lying because he wants to get that money. So Zog the Shach, even if we don't accept the statement of a Valdavar, and we will be Palgin and Dibura, we'll split up his statement and say whatever he's a Valdavar on is not Eidos. If he's no Gebe Eidos, then he's Choshed L'Shaker. He's Choshed L'Shaker because he is affected by the Eidos. He has an interest in this Eidos, a financial interest in the Eidos. So how can we accept what he's saying? He's Choshed L'Shaker. So we shouldn't be able to accept what he's saying. The Mordechai is right that even if he's Nogeba Eidus, we still, right? I'm sorry, that if he's Nogeba Eidus, then we can accept his Eidus. If he's not Nogeba Eidus, so then we only accept the part of the testimony that is Eidus. He says, Ploni, Hilva Beribis. Lee. So this part is Eidus. This part he's a Baldavar on, the fact that he says Li, it's not Eidos, it's a zero. But if he says Uparati Haribis, for which he's Nogeva Eidos, Zog the Shach, he's Choshed L'Shaker. So if he's Choshed L'Shaker, then on part of his testimony we can't accept that statement. Part of his testimony is Pasul, because he's Choshed L'Shaker about that, because he wants to get money. So that should throw out the whole Eidus. We should say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. How can you say Palgin and Dibur? Palgin and Dibur is only where he's just a Baldavar. It's a zero. But this is more than just a Baldavar. This is where he's Choshed L'Shaker on part of the statement. So once he's Choshed L'Shaker on part of the statement, that should throw out the whole statement. There's the Shach. So the Mordechai should be right. The Mordechai should be right. So what's the Rivash talking about? That's the Shach's Kash. Did everyone get the Kasha? But Mordechai wanted to say that if he's Nogeba Eidus, if he says Parati as Haribis, so then we throw out the whole statement. We don't say Palgin Dibur. The Rivash says, what are you talking about? Nogeba Eidus? He's talking about himself. He's a Baldavar. So just like the statement that Ploni Hilva Beribis Li, we'll accept Ploni Hilva Beribis because that's Eidus, and Li is not called Eidus because he's a Baldavar about that. The statement Parati Haribis also he's a Baldavar about that. So let's just not listen to those statements, and we'll just accept the Ikka statement that Ploni Hilva Beribis. So the question is, what's the Rivash, what are the Rivash and the Mordechai arguing about? So the Stipler wants to suggest, maybe the Machlokes, the Rivash and the Rosh, is about why Nogeba Eidus is possible. Why is it possible? Someone has an interest in an Eidus, why is he possible? What are the two possibilities? Because they're both on the board. It's pretty clear, right? Nogeba Eidus is possible either because of what? Oreo? Chashash Meshaka, that's the simple shot, right? Or? Baldava. Let's say Baldava. Choro, Baldava, something like that. Let's just say Baldava to keep it simple. Why is he possible? Do we say that if a person is testifying about something that interests him financially, he's called a Baldava? It's like he's testifying about himself? It doesn't sound like he's testifying about himself. He's testifying about his money. But maybe testifying about his money is like testifying about himself. He's a Baldavar about that. Or should we say no? He's testifying about his money. He's not testifying about himself. He's not a Baldavar in this Eidus. But there's a Chashash Meshaka. If he has a financial interest, then maybe he's going to lie because he wants to get the money. Those are the two ways of looking at it. Stipler points out that Lechora, these are 2 days in the Shita Mechubetzes in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra talks about whether a shutuf, whether a partner can be nistalik. Now, shutufim can't testify about each other. But can one be nistalik and then they can testify about the mamon of the other individual? What's nistalik? Nistalik means to remove himself from the shutufis. To say, I'm not going to be a shutuf anymore. I relinquish hold on the shutufis, on the partnership, and now I'll be able to testify because I'm like an extraneous person. I'm like an acher to the shutuf. So the Gemara says, how can a shutuf be mistalik? I'll prove to you from a brayso that he can't be mistalik. Yehotanya bin Ayir shenignav sefetor shalahem ein donim b'dayone oso ha'ir v'en b'vin rayam me'anshe oso ha'ir. Let's say the sefetor of the city was stolen, and now they want to bring Edim, who stole it. They want to get back the sefetor. So The people who live in the city can't be dayanim on that din Torah, and they can't be edim on that din Torah. Since they're shutvim in the Sefer Torah, so they can't testify about the Sefer Torah. They can't testify about their own money. So, what's so difficult? If you tell me that a shutv can be mistalik from his shutvis, so what's the problem? Have them be mistalik from their shutvis in the Sefer Torah. They won't have an ownership of the Sefer Torah, and then they'll be able to testify about the geneva of the Sefer Torah. They're not shutvim anymore, so what could be the problem? So says the Gemara, don't you see that a shutv can't be mistalik? Shutv can't remove himself, he can't relinquish his hold on the shutvis? Says the Gemara, no. Shiny Sefer Torah to Lishmi Akoi. Sefer Torah is different. Lishmi Akoi, you have to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah. These people live in one community. There's only one Sefer Torah in the town. You can't be mistalik from the Shutvah. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. This is a special case. Don't bring me a raya from this case that a Shutvah can't be mistalik. This is a case where b'mitzius the Shutvah can't be mistalik. It's not that halachically the Shutvah can't remove himself from the Shutvah. Of course he could, but here it's not possible to do that. It's meaningless because he has to listen to the Sefer Torah. He has to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. So b'mitzius is just not going to be possible to be mistalik. But in a case where it is possible, of course, halachically he could, and it's halachically meaningful too. Once he's mistalik from his shutvus, then Yinaka could testify about the shutvus, because he has no interest in the case. That's the Gemara. So come to Rishonim and ask, just one second, to be mistalik from the shutvus of the Sefer Torah. We know there's a principle that in order to testify about a case, it has to be tchiloso v'sofo b'kashris. That means that you have to be an eid kosher both at the time of the re'iyah and at the time of the haggadah. Right? If you were an eid posel, let's say someone was a karov at the time of the re'iyah, and then somehow he's not a karov anymore. Right? Or let's give the other case. Let's say b'shas re'iyas hamaisa, he wasn't the karov. He wasn't the son-in-law of the individual. Then he became the son-in-law later before the zman of testifying in Bezni, he became the son-in-law. So now he is a karov. So comes the Gemara later on, the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chav Ches, and says that if it's not chiloso, b'sofo b'kashos, if both b'shas re'iyah, b'shas haggadah, he's not a kosher, then the edus is posel. So frektosis, I don't understand. This is not chiloso, b'sofo b'kashos either. He was a shutuf initially, so how can being mistalik from the shutufus help me? Right? B'shas re'iyah, he was a shutuf. So even if b'shas haggadah, he's not a shutuf, it shouldn't matter. Tchiloso b'psul, v'sofo b'kashus. That should be a problem. Right? The pasuk says, v'hu eid o ro'a o yada. So from that we learn that b'shas re'iyah, he has to be ro'i to be magid b'bezdin. So if he's not ro'i, if he's posul b'shas re'iyah, then it doesn't matter that sofo b'kashus. He can't testify. You need tchiloso b'sofo b'kashus. Hagoda and re'iyah, they're both critical moments. You have to be kosher le'edus at both times. So what's the Gemara assuming? What's the kasha of the Gemara? The havin of the Gemara is that the shutuf should just be mistalik and everything is great. Everything is not great, right? If b'shas re'iyah, if b'shas geneva, you'll say when he saw the edus, he was a shutuf. So then that's tchiloso b'psul. So tchiloso b'psul, how can he be magid b'bezdin? Stuff tchiloso b'psul. That's Tosis kasha. So Tosis says va'omerid lo shat tchiloso b'paslus sacha kevin shein paslus toli beguf ela b'mom. So as a cryptic statement, that chilasa b'psul, b'sofa b'kashas is only a problem if it's a psul in moment and not a psul, if it's a psul beguf and not a psul b'mom. Psul beguf, that's a problem. Right? If he's a korov, if he's a gazlan or something like that, if it's a psul beguf, so then if it's chilasa b'paslus, b'psul, that's a problem. Even if sofa b'kashas, but chilasa b'psul, that's going to be a problem. But if the whole psul b'tchil was only a psul b'momin, that's not a problem. Tchiloso b'psul mamon v'sofa b'kashas, that's kosher l'gavi, that's fine. So that was the kasha of the Gemara, that the shutuf only had a psul b'mamon, since he only had a psul b'mamon, so therefore, he should be able to be mistaken from his shutufus and testify. And that's taka true, the maskana, that really is true, the shutuf could be mistaken. The problem is over here, he just doesn't have mitzias to be mistaken. He can't be mistaken, he needs the Kriyas HaTorah, so it doesn't make sense to be mistaken. What does Tosis mean that a tchiloso b'psul mamon is not a problem? So that's what the Shita Mekubetzes says. Shita Mekubetzes expands on Tosis' statement. He quotes from the Ravid, interestingly enough. The Ravid. We've spent a lot of time with the Ravid here. Because of Ravid Zal, ki be'inan hochi hani mila bepaslas the gufa or bepaslas the kurva. When do we say that chiloso b'psul v'sova b'kashas is a problem? That's a paslas begufa or bekurva. That means either gazla, psul aguf, A goslin is not just a chashash mashakar, it's a psulaguf. Or passes the kurva, a karov. Relative, he passes the kurva. But says the rabbi, Avil hocha mishim chashoda de nogin beidusam. He desalek chashoda ksherim bein ladin bein laedus. But says the rabbi, what's the psul of the shutav? That he's nogea beidus. Nogin beidusam is just a chashoda ba'alma. It's not a psulaguf. It's not a psulaguf. It's not like goslin. It's not like karov. It's a psul b'mama. What does it mean, psul b'mama? It's a chashad ba'alma. It's a chashad ba'alma. The only time we say tchiloso b'psul v'sofa b'kashrus is a problem. That's where he was tchiloso b'psul haguf. There was a psul that was chal on this individual. Nogin be'edusam says the rabbi, that's not a psul in the individual. It's a chashad that we're afraid that he might lie. So if that chashash falls away, since there was no psul on him even from the beginning, he's kosher to testify later. If there's a psul in the beginning, so then he doesn't have a shame aid kosher from the beginning, then he's going to be possible to testify later. But if he's an aid, he was an aid kosher, it's just there's a chashash meshaker over here, so that's not a problem. That's not chilos of a psul, says the rabbi. That's one answer. And that lechor is what Tosis and Balabas is saying as well. The Lashon Acher Pirshu says the Shidduch of Betzes. There's another shot that they have, an answer to this kasha. The Gavi Mamon, Lo Mikri Tchilas of Apostles, the Kevin the Mati Le Hano Aminei, Lav Bar Eidus Uklam. Gavi Mamon, by the Shudfim, we're not going to say Tchilas of Apsul, the self of Akasha. So it's not a problem with Tchilas of Apsul. Why? What does he say? Kevin the Mati Le Hano Aminei, Lav Bar Eidus Uklam. V'hashtehu de'ochel alei shem eid. V'hav le t'chiloso v'sofo b'kashris. V'hi shayt alav eid hu klal de'eno de'meyed la'atzma. What's the Loshon Acher in the Shita Mechaletz saying? Nogea be'edus is not a problem of t'chiloso b'psul v'sofo b'kashris. Why? Because he's not an eid klal. He's like a baldover about himself. The status of eidus only occurred b'sof. So you can't say t'chiloso b'psul v'sofo b'kashris. No. Tchiloso b'sofa b'kashas, because his whole beginning as an aid was only basof when he actually testified in Bezdin. So of course the rule of tchiloso b'psul v'sofa b'kashas that it destroys the whole aid is that's not going to apply to him. So says the stipler, you see, the Shita Mekubetzes has these two approaches. Should we say nogeh be'edus is possible because of a chashash meshaker? If he's only possible because of a chashash meshaker, then tchiloso b'psul v'sofa b'kashas doesn't apply. Because tchilas of psul v'sof b'kashas is only a problem if he was an apostle in the beginning. But if there's no apostles in the guf, it's just a chashash meshaker. Once the chashash meshaker falls away, then he's kosher la'edus. And the other way to answer the question is that if you say nogeh be'edus is possible mishim baldavas, then of course tchilas of psul v'sof b'kashas doesn't apply. That only applies if he was an apostle in the beginning. But if he wasn't, if he didn't have a shame aid in the beginning, so then of course that's not going to invalidate his testimony later. So these are the two approaches. There's no nafkemina. According to either approach, you can answer Tosis Kasha. But you see clearly that Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Masa has these two approaches. Do we say Nogeh Be'edus is possible because of Hashash Meshaker? Or do we say it's possible because of Baal Dov? What's a nafkemina? What's a nafkemina if we say one or the other? So the emes is this machlokes is well known as a machlokes achronim. Not as much. The stipler had to dig up this Shita Mekubetzes and Baba Masa. But it's well known in the yeshivas as the machlokes, the levush and the shach. The levush malchus. So he has perushim on all the andal chalke shulchan aruch. And in choshem ishba, the levush malchus is called the levush ir shushan. That's what the levush is called. So the shach, in the beginning of Simon Lamed Zayin, in choshem ishba, he quotes from the ir shushan. The ir shushan kosa bazeh. Why is it that why is he possible if he's not geba edus? It says the Levush in page 3, not because of chashad. We're not choshed him. That's not the issue. The issue is that Adam karov etzal atzmo. He's a karov. It doesn't say baldover, but it's a similar idea. Baldover, that he's related to himself, so to speak. He's related to the edus. Says the shach, I don't think he's right. I think there's a different reason. Dropping down to the next bracket. The Kamakom Enze Ikar, I don't think the Levush is right. That Nogeh Be'edus is possible Mishim Karov, or Mishim Baldover, if you will. The Nogeh Lavka Karov, who says the Shach, the Karov possible Ahoy, Afilu Lechova. A Karov is possible Ahoy, Bein Leschus, Bein Lechova, whether he's testifying for the benefit of his relative or to the detriment of his relative. It's Xeris HaKosov, that the Karov is possible Ahoy, Lo Yumsu Avos Al Bonim. Al edus banim. The ben, the edus of the ben can't punish the father. The edus of the father can't punish the ben. It doesn't matter. Even if we don't suspect him of lying, they're still possible. So bein l'schus bein l'chova. Zok the shach and ogeh kasha l'hoyed l'chova. But the ogeh be'edus is kasha l'hoyed l'chovasa. L'chovasa ogeh be'edus is kasha l'hoyed. Says the shach, ogeh be'edus must be possible. Olam mishum chashash meshaker. We're afraid he's going to lie. He's going to lie l'schuso for his benefit, but not to his detriment. He's not possible because of Karov or because of Baldover. He's possible only because of Chashash Meshaken. Nafkamina l'chovaso. He's going to be Neman Sadeh Shach. That's the first nafkamina. L'chovaso. Shach says, Neman. L'gebe, this is not Mishum Karov or Mishum Baldover, but rather it's Mishum Chashash Meshaken. So he doesn't have a chashash meshakim. To his detriment, why would he lie to hurt himself? So obviously, the whole problem is that we're afraid he's going to lie. L'chavaso, he's going to be nema because we assume that it's the truth. Who disagrees with the shach? Who says Nogeh Be'edus is not nema and even l'chavaso? Yeah.
So it's Nemuke Yosef.
Nemuke Yosef says l'chavaso, he is nema.
The
Ptos quotes the Rush, right? Good. So turning to page 4. So says, look, I can't argue with the Shach and Ganson. There is a Nebuki Yosef that holds like the Shach, that Nogeh Be'edus is Nemo L'chavoso. Since the Psul of Nogeh Be'edus is Mishum Chashash Meshaka, so if he's testifying to his detriment, of course he's going to be Nemo. That's the Nebuki Yosef's position. But says the Ktos, not everyone agrees. The Rosh argues, the Rosh says that even L'chavoso, he's not going to be Nemo. Even L'chavoso, he's not going to be Nemo. Then Yosdaiti, the Ktos says that toward the end, near Iker Kedivrei Harash B'tshuva, the Nogeah ain't a posel Mishum Meshaker, ela Mishum Karov. Nogeah is posel Mishum Karov, not Mishum Meshaker, or as we put it, Baldover. So he's posel Mishum Karov and Kain, who posel Bein L'schus Bein L'chov. He's posel Bein L'schus Bein L'chov. Now the Ktos is just careful to say that he's posel, but where it affects him, he's going to be Nem. See, it's a complicated case. Let's say one of the Bnei Ha'ir testified that someone is potter from paying the taxes. Right? So the Bnei Ha'ir, let's say someone testifies that this individual is potter from paying the taxes. Now the Bnei Ha'ir are part of the taxpayers, so they can't testify. Bein l'schus, bein l'chova. They can't testify. But Hodas Badin Kameh Eidim Dami would tell me that the percentage that this individual, if he's potter from paying the taxes, right, the percentage that now the rest of the townspeople are going to have to pay, so this individual who's testifying has to pay part of that percentage. So that part he will lose out. Right? Hodas Badin Kameh Eidim Dami tells me that he's Neman about himself, but he wouldn't be Neman to testify where it affects the townspeople. Right, he's not Nema L'chavoso. Right, he's not. Okay, leave out that detail. It's a little complicated, but basically, Nogeh Be'edus, according to the Ktos, is possible not because of Chashash Meshaka, but rather Mishum Karov. He says if he's possible Mishum Karov, then he should be not Nema even L'chavoso. He shouldn't be Nema L'chavoso, even if it comes to his detriment. He shouldn't be Nema because he's possible Mishum Baldov. Okay, that's the Ktos. Because it's a Xerus HaKosov that if he's like a Baldover, if he's a Karov, so then he's not going to be Nema. Okay. Comes the Stifer and suggests that maybe that's what the Mordechai was thinking about as well. The Mordechai says what? He says that if he's Nogeh Be'edus, then we're no longer going to say Palgina Dibur. He said, Plami Hilva Haribis, Li Uparati Haribis. So if he didn't say Uparati Haribis, he's only a Baldover in the statement that he was Malvin mi beribis, so then we're not going to accept that statement that he's a Baldover. But if he says Parati beribis, since he's Nogeh Be'edus, he wants to get the ribis back, so comes to Mordechai and says, that throws everything out. He's possible for that statement, and if he's possible for that statement, then Eidus Shebaldo Mitzvah Sebaldo Kula, he's not Neman to possible the Malvin Bechlam. So Frakter Rivash, why is he possible for that statement? He's Dacha Baldover in that statement. He's testifying about himself. He's testifying about his money. He's testifying about himself. So he's testifying about himself. He's a Baldover there too. So then, that should be a zero. We should say Paluna Dibura. So comes the stipend and says, what's the Mordechai clearly holding? No Gebe, this is possible, not Mishum Baldava, but Rad Mishum Chashash Meshaker. It's like a psul. It's a psul. Part of that is Eidos, but it's cancelled. It's but. It is Eidos, but because of Chashash Meshaker, that's going to be cancelled. So if because of a Chashash Meshaker, that's going to be cancelled, then Eidos Shabbat Mitzvah, but Bakul is going to cancel the rest of it. What is the Rivosh saying? The Rivosh holds, no Gebe, this is possible Mishum Baldava. So he says, you didn't add anything here. He was a Baldover before, he's a Baldover now, so now he's a double Baldover. But you didn't add anything different. Whatever he's a Baldover on is a zero. Rivash says, no, yeah, but Edus is possible, Mishim Baldover, so the only Edus we have is Plony Hilva Beribis. So that's acceptable. Right? We can accept that testimony, and the Lova will be mitzarev with another aid to pass on the Mava, the Edus. That's what the Rivash says. Comes the Mordechai and says, no. No Gebe, this is not possible Mishum Baldavar. This is an Eidus B'Teila. It's a Chashash Meshakim. It is an Eidus, but it's Bagdal. We can't accept it. So if that's an Eidus B'Teila, and it's all part of his whole big Eidus, Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, Shabbat L'Kula. Okay, this is the second Afkamina for this child. Halgina Nibura B'No Gebe Eidus. Mordechai says no, and the Rivash says yes. So if you hold no Gebe Eidus is posel Mishum Baldavar, then we can say Palgina Dibura in such a case. And if you hold that he's posel Mishum Chashash Meshaker, then you can't say Palgina Dibura. Now keep in mind, all this is working within the Ravid's approach in Palgina Dibura. That Palgina Dibura is based on the fact that he's a Baldavar and part of his testimony. So that's exactly the point of the questions. This yesod of the Rivash, that the psul noger be'edus is mishum baldover, we find in a different context as well. Mishlam Melech, in Hilchos Eidus, Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, he quotes the following halacha from the Rivash. We know that the Mishnah in Makkah says that if nimsechem yam karba pasul, Eidus kulam b'teila. If you have a cut of three Eidim, they're not necessary. It's only you only need two. Right? But the Pasuk says of Bishnaim Eidim Yakum Davar, Bishnaim Oshlosha Eidim Yakum Davar, Shnaim Oshlosha. Why two, three? Why mention both two and three? So the Mishnah in Makkos has a hekish of Shnaim and Shlosha, that just like by Shnaim, if Nimsechem and Karav Apostle Eidus and Betela, if one of them is a Karav or Apostle, then the whole Eidus is Batel. Why is the Eidus Batel by Shnaim if one of them is a Karav Apostle? Why is the Eidus Batel if one of them is a Karav Apostle by Shnayim? Because then you only have one Eid. So one Eid can't accomplish anything. In Maman, in Fashis. Right? So, Ma Shnayim, Nimsechem, and Karav Apostle, Eidus, and Betela, because then you're missing in the Kaat, Av Shlosha. That's a Chiddush. Because by Shlosha, you still have two Eidim. Becomes the Chiddush. That's the Hekesh of Shlosha or Shnayim. That even though you still have two Eidim, if the third Eid is a Karav or Apostle, it destroys the whole Kaat. That's the whole Chiddush. The question is, what happens if Nimtza Echamiyam Nogea Be'edus? Not that Karav Apostle, but he's a Nogea Be'edus. Do you say Edus Kulam B'Teilo, or do you say Tiskai Me'edus B'Shah? That's the Shah. Comes the Mishnah Melech there in Hilchos Eidus, Parakeh Halacha Dalet, quotes the Rivash, that even Nogea Be'edus, that if he's Nogea Be'edus, he's not going to pass the Kaat. If he's a Karav Apostle, even though you have Shlosha, you have two others, that'll pass the Kaat. But if he's no Gebe Eidus, that doesn't pass on the Kaat. This guy made this Bishah. What's the difference? It's interesting. That Mishnah is really the mocker for the Ravid. And I'm not sure if we even got to that yesterday. The Ravid's whole Yesod, right? The whole Shir is based on this Ravid. But the Ravid's Yesod is that Palgina Dibura is based on the fact that part of the statement is not Eidus. It's a zero. Where did the Ravid get that from? What's Stam a Svara? It's not just a Svara. The Ravid says it's a Gemara in Makkos that says this. Because the Mishnah in Makkos and Daf Hei says that Nimtzechem and Karav Apostle Eidus and Betela. But if you have a Kat of three and one of them is a Karav or Apostle, then the Eidus of the whole Kat is Bata. So the Gemara in Daf Vav asks, well, if that's the case, then how can you ever kill anyone? Horug Yatsu. the nerab or the nirba should be matzil on the roveh and the horeg. Why? Well, because he sees the edus. So if he sees the edus, he's part of the kat of the edim haroim. So that should be mevatel the whole kat. Hello, the kakasha of the gemara. If you say nimtzeach amem kravu posle yusim v'teila, so then the horuk should be matzil on the rotzeach. Because he saw the edus, he's part of the kat. There are two edim who saw, two edim warned the horeg, but the horeg saw that the horeg was killing him. So that should be mevatel the kat. So first the gemara says, no, maybe it's talking about that he killed him from behind, so he didn't see. Right? There could be a metzias, could be some kind of situation where somehow he can't be mitzarif to the edus. But then the Gemara says, no, there's a longer reason, there's a svara reason, there's a substantive reason. Apishneidin Yochum Davar, Zok the Gemara, but Makayim Edavar, Hakosav Medavar. The Torah is talking about Makayim Edavar. Who is included in the Shnayim Shlosha? Who can pass all the Kat? Makayim Edavar. Not Osei Davar, right? Not protagonists, not people who are involved in the case, not players in the case, but rather Aiden, witnesses in the case. So says the Gemara, there's no Shaila. The Horeg is not going to be Matzil because he's not one of the Eidim. He's not one of the Eidim. So he's not Makai Medover, then he can't pass the Kat. So comes the rabbi and says, that's my source. If only Makai Medover can pass the Kat by Nimtzeach Amem Karav Apostle, then the same should be true about an Eidus, that the only time we'll say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kula is by Makai Medover. Meaning, if my statement is an Eidus, if it's not an Eidus, if I'm a Baldover regarding part of my statement, I'm not Makai Medover regarding part of that statement, it can't possible the rest of the statement. Okay, that's the whole Yisod of the Raivin. So comes the Mishnah Melech now, quotes the Rivosh, who says that if Nimtzeach Amayam no Geba Eidus, Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. If Nimtzeach Amayam Karv Apostle, Eidus and Betayla, one of them is a Karv, one of them is Apostle, I can't work with the other two. I throw the whole cat out. But if one of them is just the Nogeh Be'edos of the Rivash, this guy made this Bashar. Why? Nogeh is also a apostle. Well, what's the difference? The answer probably is, what the Rivash is saying, is that Nogeh Be'edos is Pasul Mishim Baldover. It's not just a psul in his testimony. It's Pasul Mishim Baldover. So if he's Pasul Mishim Baldover, then we don't take him into account. He's not the Mekai Medover. He's not part of the Mekai Medover. So if he's not part of the Mekai Medover, then he's not going to apostle the rest of the count. Okay? Rivosh Lachor is going Lashitas, but the same reason he says Nogeh Be'edus will allow me to, that we can say Pagin Dibur, but Nogeh Be'edus, the same way he'll say that Nimtzeach Amayam Nogeh Be'edus, Tiskayim Eidus Bishar. That he's a Baldover. If he's Nogeh Be'edus, he's a Baldover. So the rest of his testimony is acceptable. We don't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula, and we won't say Nimtzeach Amayam Karv Apostle Eidus and Betela either. Okay, that's issue number. Nimsa echad nogeh be'edus. What's the din? Do we say edus and betela, or do we say tiskayim be'edus b'sha? That should depend on whether nogeh be'edus is a baldover or it's an edus psula, edus betela. Okay? Okay. Questions? Okay, so with all this idea in mind, let's pedal back to the Gemara and Daf Yud. I told you we were going to get back to that. Let's try to figure out. Let's put the two sugyas together. The sugya of Nogeh Be'edus, today's sugya, with Palgina Dibur of yesterday. And let's try to approach the final shaila of the Gemara and Daf Yud and interpret it based on everything that we've developed. We mentioned last time that the Rosh brings a raya to the Ravid from the second statement of Rava in the Gemara Daf Yud. The Rava says, "Ploni baal ishti huvach mitzarif laharga avlo laharga." Someone who says that that Ruvain was baal ishti, so he can be mitzarif, he can be an eid kosher to kill the baal, but he's not going to be able to kill his wife. So the Gemara asks, "What do I need the second statement of Rava? Stach dezel bazach ploni ravani leritzoni huvach mitzarif laharga?" Because pagina diburas, it's the same thing over here. Pagina diburas. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, I would have thought that Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, but Eitzel Ishto Na'at, Kamash Vala, no, Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto as well. So we asked last time, what's the Havam? What I think that Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, but not Eitzel Ishto. Stuck against the Gemara in the third parak. The third parak says that Balke Ishto, the person is Karav to his wife. So what's the Havam even say that he's not Karav to his wife? I would have thought that other karvei tzel atzmo, so we can say what? We can say palgin and dibura regarding himself. But he doesn't. We don't say palgin and dibura regarding the wife, kamash malon. What's the havamina that ain adam karvei tzel ishta? We know adam karvei tzel ishta. So we said Rashi and Tosfos have a matna pshat. Rashi and Tosfos say maybe the idea is migu, that even though avada adam karvei tzel ishta, but I would say since he's neman to kill the boel, he should be neman to kill the wife as well. Migu that he can kill the boel, he can kill the wife as well. Now, what kind of an idea of migu is that? So we said that maybe in line with the Rambam, right? That the havin of the Gemara is that the kurva of a husband for a wife is only midirabbanan. It's only the Rabbanan, Sahemamru Vahemamru. They say, Chazal say, that if you're able to kill someone else with this testimony, if the testimony works for something, so then it can work for the wife as well. That's what you could say, suggest with Das Rashi and Tosis. It's a tremendous chiddush, though. It's a big chiddush. It's a very creative chat in the Gemara. So comes the Rashi and says, according to the Ravid, we don't need creativity. It's very poshut. Because according to the Ravid, the statement, Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, it's not a literal statement, it's a code word. What does it really mean? Adam Baldover who eats alatzma. That's what Rava said before. Plony Ravani, there it's only. Who vachem et starfin lahargo? Why? Because Adam Karv eats alatzma, vein adam eisem atzerosha. Says the Ravid, Adam Baldover who eats alatzma, therefore we ignore that part of the statement that he's the nirba. We just don't listen to it. It's not an eda. So therefore, we can kill the Roveya because we only have part of the statement is really edus. So says the Rosh, that's exactly what the Gemara means over here. The Havamina is, Adam Karv Eitzel Atzmo, Amina Eitzel Ishto, Lo Amrina. What does that mean? Adam Baldover Hu Eitzel Atzmo, but not Eitzel Ishto. Avadi is Karov Eitzel Ishto. He can't testify about his wife. But I would have a Havamina that his testimony about his wife is an Eidus Psula. I would have a Havamina to say that he's Karov Eitzel Ishto, but he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishto. And if he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishta, what should be the din? Should we say Palgin and Dibura, or should we say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula? But Lakula, right? For the Eidus Klape, his wife, that's an Eidus Psula, because he's a Karov by his wife, he's not a Baldover by his wife. Right? This is a key point. The Havamin is that Ein Adam Karov Eitzel Ishta. That means he's Karov below Baldover. The Maskona is that Adam Karov, i.e. Baldover, it's a Lishna. The only time we say Palgina Dibura is if he's a Baldover in part of the statement. So the Havamina is, I shouldn't say Palgina Dibura, I should throw out the whole statement, because maybe a person is not a Karov to his wife. Not a Karov to his wife, the Gemara says, Baal Ke Ishto. No, he's only a Karov to his wife, he's not a Baldover. If he's not a Baldover, we can't say Palgina Dibura, we'll say Eidah Shabbatam and Sazabat Lakula. Kamash Malan name. Kamash Malan, he's a Baldover, it's his wife too. It's one unit. It's a bias nemon. It's one unit. He's a baldover to his wife also. So if he's a baldover to his wife, then palgina dibura. Huva achim et starfen lahargo avalo laharga. Avadi can't kill his wife, whether he's a baldover or a karv. The chiddushes will say palgina dibura, he'll be able to kill the boel. Okay, that's the gemara over there. So says the Rosh, according to the rabbi, this gemara is beautiful. It doesn't read literally, because you have to reinterpret the word karov. But if you do that, then the Gemara reads very nicely. The Gemara has a third part to it on Daf Yud. And that is Rava's final Ibayin. Boy Rava, Ploni Rava Shori Mahu. Mi Aminan Adam Karavetz Latzel Vein Adam Karavetz El Mamono. Odil Maminan Adam Karavetz El Mamono. Basa Devaya Adam Pashta Adam Karavetz El Latzel Vein Adam Karavetz El Mamono. What's the Shaila of Rava? Ploni Rava Shori. What's the difference? Ploni Rava Shori. So if two Edim testify that Ploni was Roveya Shimon's Shor, Levi and Yehuda come, so of course the Shor is Niskal, and the Roveya is put to death. So what's the din if this individual testifies that Ploni Rava Shori? What's the Shaila of the Gemara? Shaila of the Gemara is, do we say that Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono, or do we say Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono? And comes the Gemara and says, what's the Maskana? Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Mamono. So what's the maskana? What's the din? What do we do here? Right, the maskana of the Gemara is that ein adam karav etzel mamono. So what's the halacha? So one option is to say that if he's not a karav to the mamon, that he's not meant to testify. If he's not meant to testify, then what should happen? The roveah should be killed, and the shor should be niskal also. He's not a karav. He's like an acher. He's not a karav to his mamon. He's like an external party. So that he should be neman in this edus, he should be able to be mitzaref with someone else to kill both the shor, but both the shor and the roveah. That's one option. Who says that? That's the Rambam. Right, the Rambam says that the roveah and the shor are both killed, but the Raiva disagrees. Rambam in Hilchos Edus, Perek Yud Beis. Sloni roveh shari huva achem mitzarfen lahargo she'ena dam karav etzel mamono huva achem mitzarfen lahargo. So both the Radvaz and the Kesef Mishnah explain it means not only the hargo but to kill the shor as well, right? She'ena dam karav etzel mamono. So he's not karav etzel mamono. Then he's like an acher. So he's neman to testify and we'll kill everyone. We'll kill the roveh. We'll kill the shor. Comes the Raivin and says no. Min hamafarshim hatovim yesh hamafarshim. Ploni rova eshori shagam haroveya eno nerak. Some say that the roveya himself is not going to be nerak either. No one's going to be nerak. Lefisha ha'edus noga al shoro, the lo palgin and dibura. Begam al shoro niskavin lahayid. Kshem sheino neman al shoro kach eino neman al haroveya. The edus shabatam etzas al adakula. Comes the rabbi and says, no, punk faker. Not only are both not killed, neither of them is killed. No one is killed. We're not going to say Palkina Dibur over here. Rather, we're going to say that Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. What's the Rambam talking about? What's the Machlokes the Rambam and the Raiva? So, Lechora, what the Raiva is saying is, again, the Yesod of the Raiva is that Adam Karav Eitzel Atzma, and this Gemara means Adam Baldover who Eitzel Atzma. So, when the Gemara comes along here and says that Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Ve'ed Adam Karov Eitzel Mamono, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying he's not a Baldover Eitzel Mamono, but of course he's a Karov Eitzel Mamono. He's a Karov Eitzel Mamono. Why is he a Karov Eitzel Mamono? He's Dochno Ge'a Be'edus to his Mamon. So he should be a Karov Eitzel Mamono. He's a Karov Eitzel Mamono, so then we're going to say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. Right? We're not going to say Palgina Dibur because he's not a Baldover Eitzel Mamono. But if he's a Karav Eitzel Mamono, then we'll say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lakula. That's what the Raivit holds. Nogea Be'edus, according to the Raivit, it sounds like, is a Karov. I'm aware that the Shita quoted the Raivit as saying it's just a Chashash Meshaka, but the key is it's not a Baldover. The Raivit holds Nogea Be'edus is not Pasul Mishan Baldover. Comes the Rambam and says what? Rambam says he's not a Karav Eitzel Mamono Bechlal. He's like an Acher. He's like an Acher? If he's like an Acher, then we accept his testimony, Bain for the Roveya, Bain for the Shor. So both of them are going to be killed. I Nogea Be'edus? Isn't he Nogea Be'edus according to the Rambam? What does the Rambam clearly hold over here? Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum what? Mishum what? Only Mishum Chashash Mishaket. Right? It's only possible Mishum Chashash Meshaker. And if it's only possible Mishum Chashash Meshaker, here, there's no reason to pass on him. Why? Why? Help me. There's
no
Hana over here. It's L'chovasa. Right? The Raivit holds no Geba Eidus is possible Mishum Karov. He's Eino Karov Eitzel Mamono Perusho. He's not a Baldover Eitzel Mamono, but he is a Karov Eitzel Mamono. So we throw out the whole Eidus. No one's going to be killed. The Rambam says he's not a Karov Eitzel Mamono Bechlal. He's not a Baldover. He's not a Karov. He should only be Pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker because he's Nogea Be'edus. Nogea Be'edus, according to the Rambam, is only Pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker. So if it's L'chov Aso, there is no Chashash Meshaka, then he's not going to be Neman. So according to the Rambam, he's Neman to kill everyone, to kill the Roveh, to kill the Shor as well. That's L'chora the Pshach. So it comes out that the Rambam and the Raivid, who have a Machlokas L'maisa, what happens? Ploni Rova Shori, who is killed? The Rambam says both. The Raivid says neither. What's Mahogas really revolving around? Whether Nogeva Eidus is possible Mishum Karo, Mishum Chashash Meshaker. If he says possible Mishum Chashash Meshaker, so then he's kosher, Lechavasa. If he says possible Mishum Karov, even Lechavasa, he's not going to be kosher. Karov is a Psulagov, so he's not going to be kosher, even Lechavasa. So if he says Mishum Chashash Meshaker, then we will accept his testimony and both will be killed. And if you say that Nogeva Eidus is possible Mishum Karov, then we're not going to accept his testimony. We'll say that Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. Yes?
According to the Ravid, also. Why is he Nogea here if there's still no Anah? As in, he's not a Baal Dabar, but he's also not Nogea anymore because there's no Anah.
You're saying quite a Chiddush. We're going to get to your Chiddush right now. That's my final word. But the Pashup Shad is Nogea Be'edus, he is a Nogea even if it's Lochavasa. It's just that he's Kashem, right? It does affect him financially, but if it affects him in a negative way. So you would say that he is Nogea even Lochavasa, it's just he's Neman because there's no Chashash Meshakim. That's the Gemara Dafyut. So it could be that's another issue. Another issue that hinges on this question. That if Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Chashash Meshakim, when it comes to testifying the Chavasa, Ploni Rav Ashori, he'd be Neman to kill the Roveya, to kill the Shar, because it's the Chavasa, so there is no Chashash Meshakim. But if he's possible Mishum Karov, then he would not be Neman, and we would say Eidus Shabbat Lakula says about the What's the problem? The final word in the whole sugya. Problem is, in this sugya on the Afiyuda, we've only addressed two of the shifas. Whether we say Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Karov or Mishum Chashash Meshaker. Let's talk Baal Dabar for a moment. The Rivash holds Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar. The Rivash holds Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar, right? And how do I know that? What shittas does the Rivash have that tell me that the Rivash holds Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar? Which two shittas? Just look at the board, you can fill it in. Which two shittas does the Rivash have that tell me that Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar? First of all, that Palginon Dibura B'Nogea Be'edus. Right? That if he's Nogea Be'edus in part of the testimony, that's a zero, so we will be Palginon Dibura. And secondly, Nimtzeachem Eihem Nogea Be'edus, this guy made this Bishtar. We're not going to destroy the whole kind. How's the Rivash going to learn the Gemara Dafyut? Rivash says Nogea Be'edus is a Baal Dabar. So what does the Gemara Dafyut mean? Odom Karov Eitzel Atzmo Ve'en Odom Karov Eitzel Mamono. However you learn that, it doesn't mean that he's a Baal Dabar Eitzel Mamono. He's not a Karov Eitzel Mamona. How can the Rivash say that he's a Baal Dabar Eitzel Mamona? The Rivash holds Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar. So according to the Rivash, what should be the din by Ploni Rav Ashori? Let's think. Right? The Rambam holds Ploni Rav Ashori, both are killed. The Ravid holds Ploni Rav Ashori, neither is killed. What should the Rivash hold by Ploni Rav Ashori? Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar. What should the din be? What? The Roveh is killed and not the Shor, right? There's no such Shita. What's the Rivash talking about? Nogea Be'edus is possible Mishum Baal Dabar? How can that be? It's against the Gemara Daf Yud. That's Lechora, right? If you learn the Gemara Daf Chafei, then you pedal back to Daf Yud. There seems to be a stira, right? A problem with the Rivash on the Gemara Daf Yud. The answer is that the Rivash himself addressed this issue. That was the Rivash that I asked you to see. The Rivash in his tshuva, where he talks about this, the Rivash that the Shach quotes. The Rivash addresses this issue, and he says something very simple, but a very big chiddush. The Rivash says, Nogea Be'edus Avada is possible Mishum Baal Dabar. But to be a Baal Dabar, you have to get a Hanas Mamon from the Avis. Like, what do you want this? That a requirement within the Shem Baal Dabar is that you're getting a Hanas Mamon. Nogea Be'edus is only a Baal Dabar if you get a Hanas Mamon. The Rivash turns everything on its head. The basic nafkamina that all the Achronim talk about, what's nafkamina? Whether we say Nogea Be'edus is Pasul Mishum Baal Dabar or Pasul Mishum Chashash Meshaker. What's the basic nafkamina? The Shach's nafkamina. Number one, Lechavasa, right? That if it's a chashash meshaker, lechavasu is neman, because there is no chashash meshaker there. But if he's posu mishum baal dabar, then he's not going to be neman. Posu mishum baal dabar, he's not going to be neman, because it's a psul aguf, right? Comes the Rivash and says, no. even if Nogeh Be'edus is posel Mishem Baldover, L'chovaso, Hitaka will be Nemar. Because he's not a Baldover L'chovaso. That's the Chiddush of Rivash. He's not a Baldover L'chovaso. If he doesn't have a Hanuas Mamon, he's not a Baldover. He's talking about himself? No, it's not about himself. He needs to have a Hanuas Mamon. It's got to be L'schuso. If it's not L'schuso, Nogeh is not a Baldover. That's the Rivash's big Chiddush. It's quite a chiddush, because I could have said you're testifying about yourself if it affects you. So up to Rivash, no, only if it affects you positively. If it affects you negatively, you're not viewed as a baldo. That's his chiddush. And that's how he's able to explain the Gemara and Daf Yud. Because since by Ploni Rav Ashori, he doesn't have a hanoas mamon, it's not l'schus, so it's l'chovaso. So up to Rivash, he's not a baldo. He's not a baldo. And that could be what the Gemara means. Adam karav etzel atzmo, Adam baldover who etzel atzmo, like the Ravid. But ain Adam karav etzel mamono, that means ain Adam karav etzel mamono, he's not a baldover, etzel mamono, if it's lechovaso. So if he's not a baldover, what's the din? If he's not a baldover, what's the din? I'm sorry? If he's not a baldover, it could go either way. I mean, what are you going to say? If he's not a baldover, Mistama should be now, right? We should go like the Rambam. They're both a kid. It's Lechora what you should say. Lechora, there's no difference. What the Rivash is saying is that if we claim Nogeva Eidus is Pasul Mishim Baldover, it'll have the same application, the same result in the case of Ploni Rav Ashori as if Nogeva Eidus is Pasul Mishim Chashash Mishal. That once you say Lechovaso, he's not a Nogeya, right, the psul nogeh doesn't apply to chavaso, so then he should be neman to kill both the raveya and to kill the shah. Okay, we'll stop here.